Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, it's on.
He's door knocked almost the entire time.
Okay. Meeting of October 6th, Steve.
I'll take credit for that.
Land Use Committee meeting. We get started here. We got Councilman Smiley, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Co-Chair Russ Tackett, Councilman Street, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Weiner, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, Maye, Chrissy Roberts, myself, Joe Reddit. None intending will be Councilman Bell's out of town and Councilman Powers is none intending. What's your pleasure on the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
All favor?
Aye.
Okay. First on the agenda, we got a resolution introduced by Councilman Tackett. It's to amend the cross easement and maintenance declaration. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we've also assigned the numbers to the resolution, 156 and 157 at this point. Prior to the council meeting, I would move that we hear both of them at the same time because they affect the same site. It's just on the different side, so.
What's your pleasure?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, great. Go ahead, take off.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This time I'll turn it over to the applicant, let him explain a little bit about removing the thing on the council from the.
Is he here?
I think she went better.
Dave, do you want to take this?
I think she went to the restroom.
Restroom?
I don't want to call her in.
Can we get a microphone or something?
I'll take it.
Dave, do you want to talk about this, the resolution? Oh, here she comes. Okay, we've only been waiting 5 minutes for you.
Okay.
Apologies to all.
You're up.
Yeah. And we combined them both together.
Terrific. Councilman Tack and members of council, thank you. My name is Wendy Stabler. I'm the attorney for the owner, which is BPG Office Partners 13. I had asked the councilman to sponsor a resolution. It's really a housekeeping measure. The project here involves everybody knows is the former MBNA site. It's sort of the birthplace of MBNA at the corner of Route 4 and 273. This property had been developed as a campus, as an office campus for them, and was then acquired by Bank of America and then by my client BPG. In this market, there's not a market for a large corporate campus like that. So what we decided, what the client decided to do, was to do what's called a title subdivision, which allows you to sever the pieces that were formally approved pursuant to a major record plan and to essentially have them separately conveyed, separately mortgaged, but still operate as a integrated campus because this is these buildings are very tied in, the parking is quite tied in. So the county requires under the UDC that if when you do that, you enter into an easement that says that essentially you give each other access, you give each other parking. And that process, the approval of that title subdivision plan and that easement that's required to give everybody reciprocal rights, that gets approved by the Department of Land Use as pursuant to the minor record plan process. Because it's already gone through the major process, and essentially all you're doing is creating title lines in the interior and allowing other parties to have common rights, similar to a condominium. When we drafted the easement for this, I don't know if you recall exactly the specifics, but there was a misunderstanding that changes to that easement should go to council, and that's the way the document reads. But in fact, council never approved the title subdivision in the first instances. It's a minor record plan process. The easement is reviewed by the law department, internally, administratively by the department. And so it was entirely inappropriate for that type of change, which never went to council to begin with, to come to council who hadn't been involved in the initial easement. So it's dissimilar to a situation which council has reviewed a major record plan, the restrictions that go with that, that of course should go back through council. But in this instance, it's a minor process. The easement, which is fairly technical in nature, is approved by the department administratively, and therefore it really should administratively be reviewed and changed. In this instance, we actually have a buyer for a portion of the property. It is, I'm not free to say, but it's a financial service services company. It's a major employer in Delaware. It is looking to expand. And they have asked us to make some changes to accommodate their expansion. There's a pending record plan that is going to construct a large parking garage to accommodate the employees. So it's really a very exciting project. So that's what's coming behind. But really the idea here is to clean up the easement and to amend it to allow the department to review it administratively through law the way it was initially approved. And so we asked council to approve that resolution. I believe that it is supported by the Department of Land Use and the Department of Law, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. The sole purpose of the amendment is to replace council with a review by the department, and as would ordinarily be the case with a record plan that had not been approved by council.
Councilman Taggart?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just as Ms. Stabler had stated, Department of Land Use has reviewed it and conveyed to me that law had reviewed it also and was agree with it. And giving the fragile state of our economy now, given the fact that we have a major employer that has set, you know, their sight on this facility over there, and it's sitting there and it's ready to go, the infrastructure's in place, it's basically vacant, it just automatically lends itself to, you know, let's make this happen and let's try to do it expeditiously. Now, I will not be here at the next council meeting. I'll be on vacation. You know, I made that known, and that I'll be adding a co-sponsor to this that'll carry through next Tuesday night, you know, for the passage of it. But as I seen it, where was that, what was happening, the parking, the garage, and the infrastructure and everything there, it was non-controversial, and definitely wanted to show us business friendly and try to get this done for the potential new occupant.
Thank you.
And that we won't share.
It does not, the plan that is coming on the heels of this that is also pending does not show the addition of any square footage at this site, but does show the addition of a parking area. So I do thank
anything
you
else from council? Councilman Warner and Councilman Holland.
Thank you. First, thank you for a very complete explanation. Just a curiosity, is it going to be set up as a condo where owners have a common maintenance duty for the common areas?
The title subdivision process that you all have in the UDC already is very similar to that. So, but just like in a condominium context, the owners have certain shared responsibility for facilities that are identified as common facilities. In this case, what actually is common facilities will change because they won't need common parking anymore. They're each parcel will independently have adequate parking. But yes, exactly like that. That's what the easement does, and it gives pro rata responsibilities to the owners to contribute for access, maintenance, landscaping, stormwater, etc. They're only allowed in, you know, in certain district commercial. It's primarily used in commercial contexts for properties that have previously been the subject of a major record plan that's come through council.
And one follow-up question, if you're able to say, is this user going to use a majority or a minority portion of the facilities?
This user will, there's two sides. There's Iron Hill North and there's Iron Hill South. There's two buildings on Iron Hill South, and this to-be purchaser will have the majority of the square footage on the southern portion of that campus. The large building, what they call the Cole House and the Saber Wing, which is the smaller building. This parcel that's contemplated eventually to be sold will be the larger building on that parcel.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Councilman Hollins?
A couple of questions. If I understood you correctly, this is somewhat of a unique situation where it's coming back to council. We didn't have anything to do with originally. And my question would be, if this were to happen again, would we follow the same process? Or should we be trying to amend the code so that if this is a step that we're not involved with, then why are we having a resolution just to say, okay, land use, on your table, council's not involved with it?
If I hadn't been involved in the initial easement, I would have blamed it on somebody else, probably that it was written incorrectly, but I think at the time, I think the department, I don't want to say because I don't remember the specifics, but I don't think that at that point in time folks were focused on the fact that the plan itself did not go through council, and therefore there was no reason for amendments to the easement to go through council. We do have a couple of these title subdivisions throughout the county. I wouldn't say it's unique, but I would say it's not common. So that there was perhaps a misapprehension that this was something that had to go through council. Whereas when you have other types of agreements, such as a water management agreement or other types of agreements that are entered into in the land development process, if they're amended and council was never involved in putting them in place in the first place, I think the proper procedure for amending them is to have them reviewed by the department as they were in the first instance. Whereas if council had to approve something, for example, a deed restriction, obviously should go back through council to have it amended. You all said the terms that you wanted to have attached to it initially. You should be in the position to say if the document should be amended. Whereas in this case, in contrast, there wasn't that input or there wasn't that review by council under the title subdivision process, which is a minor land development process, and therefore I just think, you know, frankly, we would do it differently the next time around. I can't speak to the department, but I would think they probably would think the amending provision should say that it should be reviewed and approved by the Department of Land Use going forward.
And I guess it's more appropriate for land use to comment on it. The other question I had to do with the new tenant. You may not be able to speak to this, but is this going to be an expansion of job opportunities, or are they going to relocate people that are currently in the city to...
Both. No, I don't think in the city.
I didn't mean to say the city, but some other location in Newcastle County.
I think there is some relocation involved here, but there is also expansion of jobs. And they have previously been awarded incentive monies by the state for expansion. And I believe this facility will be in part to accommodate that proposed expansion.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else from council? Okay. Anything from the public? No public. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay.
What's a swear to sermon? What do you got before first? It's just looking at it.
Okay. We got ordinance 12-090, myself and Councilwoman Kilpatrick. It has to do with the substitute 2 on the trash. Does everyone have it?
Yep.
Okay, basically, if you take a look at it or you've read it already, it has to do with Basically, what it is just that they have to get their trash containers in, and it doesn't say anything about behind a screen or anything, or the screen has been taken out. Basically, it's just where they got to be in that within that time period. Is there any questions on that? Councilman Smiley?
I
just have one question. I mean, this is definitely a lot further to where my constituency needs to be. But my only question is, having gone through everything I went through, not to dig up old memories, but to vote in RV on this, my question is, was there any discussion with the actual code enforcement officers as to the enforcement potential of this? I mean, can we... I guess I'm just asking how...
I brought it up to one.
How do we... enforce it. For instance, all I'm saying, if I get a notice saying that I'm in violation and that's what it is, would I be required to produce the schedule from my trash hauler saying that this is when they pick up?
I believe we have in there about the schedules on where they just produce the schedule of the trash of their company that they're choosing.
I mean, I'm not going to belabor the point. I can live with it. I just
that's
think
in there. It's just where if the code officer has to go out to your address and you say I have so and so on a certain date, and that's why my cans are out now, or the reason why my cans are that way, you just produce that, and then that's it.
I think it's an enforcement problem, but I'm more gonna let it ride and see what feedback comes from it. Like I said, it's a lot closer. I agree people should bring their cans away from the pickup point, and so that's all.
Anything else from council? Councilman Cartier?
Yes, I'm glad that the we have the substitute to look at, because you know, with the new language in here, just basically specifying we have to remove the trash receptacle within the calendar day. You know, that's something I can get behind, because we do have so many communities that literally don't have, you know, a screened area to put trash receptacles. You know, but the idea of, you know, put it out on the curb, remove it from the curb in the same calendar day, you know, that works for me.
Councilman Hollins, I believe you heard your hand up.
Yes, I believe you removed this the issue relating to corner properties. That's no longer in there. Okay, thank you.
Councilman Weiner?
Yes. What happens to the row of townhouses where someone in the middle normally keeps their can behind their house?
What happens now is my question.
Well,
without the ordinance, what happens now?
A lot of them just keep it in front of their house.
It still can.
Yeah. It still can. There's nobody said anything about that.
Mm-hmm. So we require them to
it has to be off the curb.
Off the curb. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they could just
point, whatever you
they could
call
just
it.
Bring it up to their front door of the house.
Yeah. Doesn't specify that. It doesn't specify that.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't specify. It says, you know, doing away with the screen and in the back, or bringing it in the back or the side of the house or whatever.
Okay. And so the time now is proposed to be midnight?
No.
The only?
It says pickup day.
There's no time.
There's no time. It says pickup day, I believe.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about someone who works shift work or is working late at the office, and you know, they may not get home till 2 a.m. Are they a violation if they have?
I don't see too many code officers out 2:00 a.m.
Well, that's a realistic assessment. Thinking about the people that get angry at their neighbors for no reason other than they're angry for something separate.
Yeah,
you know, is this
unintended consequence?
Yes.
And I apologize.
You want him to say something?
Sorry. Yeah, I apologize for not having complained about this earlier. But it just popped up, and I don't know how you address this. And that is, I know in my community, they've got a trash hauler that's come in now that's offered a break for seniors. And part of that break is they pick the trash up. They go up to the house and get it like they used 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of in conflict with this. Because it says, and again, I'm not looking to muddy the water. I want to make sure it's clear for them that empty rubbish and garbage receptacles must be removed from the collection point. That is their collection point. So how do we make sure somebody doesn't play games with them? And I'm perfectly willing to let this go and then address it if it does become an issue down the road, because it may never become one because it's so ridiculous. But we all have them in our... You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. Go ahead, okay. Councilwoman.
There's no really good answer, because if somebody decides to pick on somebody, they're going to pick on somebody.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to let this go.
But the bottom line is that for the general public, without an exemption, without some special circumstances, the general public takes it to the curb.
Exactly.
Many of the people that we heard from were civic associations that had this in their deed restrictions, but they couldn't enforce it. And people were just leaving the cans out, and they were throwing the trash in day after day at the curb, you know, get in your car, go to work, never pulled them back. This just simply says, get it off the curb, basically. For the normal person. So yes, will there be some circumstance that will come up at some point? Probably.
The only thing I would ask from all members of council, in order to help code enforcement, that if this is adopted, when it's passed, that everyone get it out to their community leaders and ask them to put it in their newsletters you know, and let's put it on our county website and councils or whatever to try to cut down on the amount of calls that are going to come into code enforcement. The communities want it. Let them partner with us and spread the word. That's just a request that I have.
Councilman Weiner?
Yeah, I support the proposal by Councilman Smiley. I appreciate the work that the two co-sponsors have done on this. It addresses concerns that I heard. I concur. My communities that have deed restrictions would love not to have that obligation and have the county take it off their back. But we need to ask ourselves the question, will this create an unfunded mandate on our code enforcement to the point where, you know, they're stretched thin now? How will they deal with it? And I guess we can just address it over time.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Councilman Tagg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, I'm not exactly familiar with the section it's referencing. It might be more for Dave, but is this a ticketable offense?
I don't believe it was set up to be a ticketable offense.
Yes.
So we would basically take the call, investigate, notice the neighbor, and then take civil action if necessary.
So basically, somebody could go to the website, put the code violation in, failure to remove rubbish will be one of the pull-down boxes now. They put it in. It's going to take you probably the 2 days to get it processed. The code officer would have to go out and witness it. And
can it be gone?
Right.
What we'll do is, if the ordinance is passed, we'll monitor the situation. We'll see if there is a problem. We'll try to be more familiar with several neighborhoods. We know have 4 to 5 different trash collection companies in there during the week. So trying to understand the schedules, our holiday schedules, and given the time to comply. Once we notice them, if we know it's a chronic problem, we'll come back to council and see what other action we should be taking.
Council Waters?
One of the things that I think we talked about was, did we want to ticket people on the first offense?
It's not ticketable.
Yeah.
It's not ticketable.
Okay.
We decide to add.
So what happens if somebody just doesn't get the word until they're finally received notice from the county?
Dave Carver again. And remember, we revised our entire ticketing program. It was never really an instant ticket as it was described in some of the municipalities. Mm-hmm. It was always inspection, notice, a time period to fix the situation, and then a ticket, and then that ticket process has been changed that you have an automatic appeal if you choose before there would be any fine levied against you. So in this case, if there is somebody in violation, it would be more of an educational process. If we see it to become a problem, even making it a tickable offense, the date of the violation, it would still be several weeks before we actually got to a point where we would issue a ticket on this. So this would be more of a civil matter where if it's a nuisance area, or what we would generally see in some of these properties is if people are tending to leave their trash out to the curb, the rest of their property seems to have other property maintenance issues we'd also have to deal with at the same time.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that.
Yeah, so we're going to work. We're going to see, we're talking to Councilman Redd and Councilwoman Kilpatrick. We think the compromise is something workable. We'll see how it goes in the field. Get some feedback after some time, then we'll come back to council and talk about other options if we find a lot of violations coming on this specific issue.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to say another thing I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to the big trash haulers in my district, send them a copy, and ask them if they would consider at least a one-time printing on the bottom of their bill when they send it out. Because I know, I've had to deal with all of them over the fact that their haulers would come into communities too early. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are actually some trash haulers that tell them, put it out between this day. It has to be out before 6 a.m. or whatever. So they have that notice. So, of course, I'm going to try reaching out that way as well from my office and send the letter to them. Aren't we, Tara? And try to partner with them to help get the word out. That's all.
Yeah, he is, Tara. That's anything else from council? Anything from the public? Moving on. Swearing in ceremony. Does everyone have the sheet on that? Okay.
Yeah, we discussed this in finance last week. Everyone's had time. I would just like to get a motion on the table for discussion, whatever, and I would make a motion that council adopt number two, which would be to cancel the executive committee scheduled for 4:30 p.m. on the 13th and schedule the swearing-in for 5 p.m.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We don't say anything.
That sleeping dog lie.
Okay.
There we go with the dogs again.
All right. Did you get that?
Okay.
All right. Kim Boyle, you're up.
See the pace we've been going?
So much for 3:30.
Mitch, is this a synopsis or is this going to be?
This is an update on what we've been doing on the website. This is the existing website as it is now, which is the, what we refer to as a hot website. This is one that if you go to the address, this is what you get. We have, at this point, and it's been a team effort with myself, Stephanie Rizzo, and Tara Finnegan, to work with IAS in order to revamp, well, lack of terminology, the website. We've had some problems with it a number of problems. Number one, it's been defined as too busy. There's too much stuff on it. We're putting more stuff on there than there is room. And there's also a point where we're putting so much stuff, posting so much items on one page, it will not post anymore. Okay, if we tried to post something on there, if it posts, it will take 20 minutes in order to post on that site. About 2 years ago, the IS went over to another type of program. This program, what we started with 8 years ago, it was not a very expensive program. It was a shareware. It was a freeware. And it didn't have a lot of capabilities. And we manipulated it, for lack of terminology, the best we could to put what we could on there. Now, IS 2 years ago went to a SharePoint program, which at this point, it may not be as graphic, but it's easier to navigate. One of the aspects of it is that rather than scroll down, it's more of you get your item as soon as you hit that page. And this will be the home page, proposed home page. Two aspects. Number one, what it is obviously we have all the pictures. The idea is, again, as soon as you open it, all the information you need is on that page. Each one of the councilmen, what county council does, and I can get into it later. You know, obviously we've created a Facebook and we've created a Flickr account, which is attached to this.
There's three in a special color on their name.
Somebody hit the link. one of the best aspects of this is the drag down boxes, which. If you can see, what will happen is if you go to the members, for instance, and I'll go to Councilman Sheldon, for instance. Okay, this is Councilman Sheldon's page, and you'll go right to
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I got to get a bigger laptop.
Also, on the drag down, what we have is the schedule of the meetings and the media presentations. Of all the, we handle probably 25. Give or take web pages, okay, with the council and all and the various other things. Now, probably our most popular is the schedule, okay, so we're going to, it's more prominent on there. Probably if you were to take 100 hits on our website, probably 90 of them will be that schedule for our meetings and so on. So it'll go, the Dropbox will go to our pending legislation in a legislative search. Obviously, who represents me? Resident Resources, which is the state code, county complaints, and animal control. Just recently, with my discussions with the clerk, and we posted on the last one, the FOIA requirements that we are now obligated to comply with, the fraud hotline, which is related to the auditor, and the contact information, which we have updated, which gives basically the phone number and direct email address for everybody in this office. Now, when it goes to the border, it'll also go to a drop-down box from County Council, which will show the members, the meeting schedule, who represents me, the pending legislation, and the legislative search. If I may, one thing IS, and we're working very well with IS, is we've done two mock-ups, okay, or models for two council sites, which are not hot right now. That's Councilman Weiner, Councilman Shelton. And if you go to, what we've done is you have the same drop-down boxes. What we've done is we have the pictures. Now, as you can see, the pictures that we have will rotate. They'll go to the next. Instead of having the gallery that we had for, now we can put in continuous pictures, okay, and as many as we want into a stream. And in this particular case, has the biography, has the floating pictures. What we've done also is each council member, the active plans that will go to relate to your district, there will be a direct link on the drop-down box to your district and what's in those, what plans are active.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. How do you get to that link? Your two clicks from the council person? How do you get? Because that is a very useful link.
You go to the council person.
Okay.
Okay. You'll have the normal drop-down that's a general item, and you'll have the council member's name itself. And under that council, will have what relates to him, which in this case is the active plans, my legislation, the district map, and in this case, his updates.
Can I have a name by thing, Lossy?
Believe it or not, yes, you can. They're for sale after the meeting.
Any sign of them.
But each council member will have the active plans go attached right to his district. What we've done before with the land use, and IS has helped us with this, is before you'd have to scroll down to each one of the various districts in order to find his particular plans. In this particular case, you will go right to your district. Also, as you know, go to my legislation, okay, which is a link, your district map.
It's not a hospice.
It's okay, Jim. It's over.
I want to get back to the updates. I want to go down to Councilman Weiner's. And each one of them can be a little different. What we've done here is, and there may be, okay, what we've done is, okay, again, with Councilman Weiner, you will have the floating pictures of whatever we impose. There'll be hot topics we can change. Okay, for instance, whatever. It may, you know, right now we have the Wawa up there, and then I think that may be a little out of date at this point in time, but we will keep whatever is we are informed of. We can change that and go into and post it on your, and it goes into your biography. And basically, what you had on the previous one has been posted in here, the other post memberships, and so on and so forth. Okay, and your links. Okay. Now, what we've done, and it goes here, and the councilman, is we can customize something, one or two links, for your needs and your wants. So, in other words, what we have is the news and the photos for you. If, or in the case of Councilman Sheldon, it goes into a link where it shows the district newsletters that are going out to his. And it may be, you know, other ones, you know, whoever has a special interest, we can include that in there to to a certain extent, only as long as it's post, you know, if it's a normal length, if it's something that can be PDF'd, and the IS is very stringent right now on the PDF format, we can produce it on there.
A question. Are we going to be able, Mr. Chair? Are we going to be able to expand the storage capacity? Because if we've already hit the limits, sort of, I mean, aren't we going to need more capacity?
At this point in time, because of the program we had and the new program, okay, it's going to take a lot less space. Because what happened with the old program is that even though we would delete something off your website, theoretically it would not, realistically it would not disappear. Mm-hmm. And as we kept on trying to post things, these ghost items were still there, and it would just build up. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, this does not pick up the ghost items. So it pretty much, by going with this program, we'll increase our capacity because we're going to decrease the amount of memory that was on that old program, used memory.
Councilor Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. What kind of data do we have as far as the amount of hits? And would it be possible for us to catalog the hits on our particular website versus the whole website? Or what is the whole...
We did that about a year ago, mm-hmm. okay, when we were looking at the streaming, mm-hmm. okay, which it was determined it was a little expensive, but at that point in time, we analyzed each one, and I can't tell you the one that had the most hits, okay, was probably, I may be dramatizing, but it's pretty well off, about 80% of it was our meeting schedules. Mm-hmm. Now,
are we going to be able to quantify the amount of traffic we're experiencing?
I can go to IS periodically and ask for the report.
Okay. I'm at one of those clocks that just digitally always gives you a total.
We used to have that.
They yeah. used to have that. They got away from it. It was more problems than it was worth. And okay. also used up a lot of memory.
Okay.
My councilman, our council president, will not be attending.
One of the other aspects I want to bring up again, we can customize it, is that in this particular case, on the address, it'll go to the NCC dot, no, www.nccde.org/, and then it'll be your last name. Okay, so rather than go through this, as you well know, every time we do a newsletter, send something out, it comes out with a long address that probably has to wrap. And in this particular case, it'll just go to the nccde.org/Kovac/Retta, so on and so forth.
Councilman Cartier.
Looking at all these PDFs, what kind of PDF capacity do we have for an individual PDF? Is it a pretty good size capacity, or do they quantify that for you? Or
our capacity on any, if I recall, any posting is 5 megabytes.
5 megabytes.
5 megabytes.
On a PDF.
Okay. Now, I can tell you right now, if I tried to email you something, and let's say, you know, Council President Kovac says, I want 20 pictures to go to NACO, okay? I have to do them 2 at a time. Okay? And that's, usually those pictures are about, the resolution is about 300, okay? And again, we have run into problems where, let's say it's a plan for, I'm not going to get into any specifics. Let's just say it's the Murphy Shopping Center. I'm just making up the name. And it's 30 pages long or 40 pages long. We'll have difficulty with that. Okay. And we have had difficulty in the past with plans, for instance, and that's another issue by itself. But if we reduce the size of the plan, in most cases, and try to scan it in, it's not readable. So there are limitations. Most of the limitations we have, with all due respect, relate to land use and plans, in which we have communicated with the IS department about working on that. So basically what we've done here is one of the reasons we've talked to IS. They wanted us to get somewhat inform you of what's going on so they can move forward if you feel comfortable with it, and that if you feel comfortable with the model, we will move forward.
This is a big improvement.
Councilman Weiner?
Yeah, in my opinion, this is a big improvement. It consolidates everything, as you said, and really looks a lot more cleaner. There was, as you said, too much on the front page, and our, you know, I liked some of the organization you've done, particularly makes it easy for us to let people go to our website to find out what's happening in terms of land use applications in our district. Rather than trying to search it in the land use department link, they can do it two ways. They can go to the land use department link, but they can come to our page too.
Jim, are you looking for a go now or what?
If I would like to see some type of comfort level so we could talk to IS and tell them to move forward.
You want it today? What's your pleasure?
Don't care.
Don't care? What's your pleasure?
Make a motion, we approve it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Go ahead, Karen. Councilman Cartier.
I don't know, Jim, if you can answer this. How many hits does the whole county website get?
I'll check with IS. They did an analysis for us prior to when we were just looking at our own.
Okay.
To determine, you know, at that point it was a stream, where we were going with that, how many hits we were taking. And to be very frank with you, we can't break down the hits either, where they come from. Where, for instance, that meeting schedule, a lot of it made me come from the people in this room. Because we use the website for the meeting schedule. Now, the only thing I want to add too is, and you brought up, it's a lot easier, is for the people who have to input the information, and it's usually myself, Stephanie, and Tara, the program as it is now is a lot easier than it was before.
Councilman Weiner?
Yeah, while we're on this subject, I just wanted to ask Kristen how she's doing in loading and all the new very good appointees we've made on the boards.
Kristen Dwyer, the executive office. I have to be honest, I haven't uploaded any new appointees from the last council.
Okay, understood.
But duly noted, I'll do it tomorrow morning.
Anything else on this website? Councilman Street.
I just want to thank Mr. Bull for his work on this, and I know every time I go to make a change on my web page, it's done instantly, and I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you.
And also, I'd like to thank his two assistants.
And again, this is
who actually did the work.
I have,
what do you want, Liz? You want to talk?
Stephanie, Tara, and I make a good team. One's not here, the other one does it. I mean, if it's to a point where if something has to be done, and I can do it at a laptop at 11 o'clock at night and I'm done. Okay? But I can do it from home. But it's a team effort, and we work all together. You know, Tara and Stephanie work working very well on this particular project. And I want to add in on one particular meeting with Mr. Firestone, who did have a lot to add into it, because he sat in with us on one meeting. Again, if something had to be done, okay, the whole county is on the other program. We eventually have to go to that other program.
I want to thank you and all your colleagues.
Mr. Hinkle.
Just real quick, you mentioned newsletters. Would it be possible to have like a formatted newsletter for each district that we could use with a certain amount of space for each newsletter, like an approved thing, so we could post that on our website?
Don't care.
For the people who do care.
Don't care.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, with the
MailChimp, is it called?
MailChimp?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program that Stephanie has used, and it's a MailChimp program, which gives you newsletters, which adds in, you know, basically you input all your contacts into this particular program.
Does that mean
and
a
you
primate
get so many
can do it?
Right?
Does that mean a primate can do it? Is that why it's called MailChimp?
Yeah,
I don't need fingers.
It was probably the name that was available in the Secretary of State's office for a corporation.
What's in a show?
So at this point,
of course, we do. This is what we do.
And
my aide's on fire. She's busy constantly.
Cut down on postage.
Yeah.
Click on.
In this case, you input.
Or don't. Or don't.
All the contacts, and it goes directly to those contacts you have. This one's free. I think there's limitations to it to a certain extent.
It's $10,000 a month. So, you know, unless you have, you know, 1,000 people on your distribution list and you send them 10 emails a month, you're fine.
So we need something bigger, Tara.
We're talking about posting to the county council website.
Like individuals, posting
the newsletter in the council, like in Councilman Weiner's webpage.
That
would go under his news. We can post that PDF down and put it under his news.
Right.
This is something we're looking into, and it has been discussed in electronic documents before.
That's all. Thank you.
Done.
Way done.
More ways than once. Anything else on this? All right, moving on to other. I got one thing on the other. Kristen, is there money for electronic filing of prints and documents coming in from different vendors from outside? I mean, when we talked about this before, which was at one of the electronic meetings, it had to do with, we'll say, prints that being brought in, they can be done on PDF on each council person. And if a councilman wants it, he has to request it to have prints, actual prints. We had, it was talked about, I think it was $60,000, $65,000 for the new high-def projectors here and then downstairs.
Kristen Dwyer, Executive Office. Councilman, I don't have an answer for you right now, but I'll certainly talk to you about it after the meeting and get exactly what it is that you need from us.
You got a question, Councilman?
No.
Okay. Anything else under other? Public comment. George?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Hey, Lisa?
Yeah.
Can we pick a time that you want to do this in January?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.